Well, let's get some answers. Clint Hillis, welcome to Sports Today. Appreciate your time.
Shane, how are you?
I'm very well. Lay it out for me. What's being proposed, and is the phrase Big Bash Football an adequate description?
Look, Shane, to be completely honest, it's... Look, the last 24 hours has been a bit of a mind boggle, but it's so infant, and all it is a concept at the moment. And look... Fortunately or unfortunately, it's been leaked and pumped up, and that's what I wanted to, I suppose, advise you on tonight. It really is just a concept at the moment, and we're looking to try and create something, but there's so much water to flow under the bridge.
All right, as a concept, where did the idea originate?
Look, to be honest, I mean, I'm a lover of football, and I'm your state of origin, to be honest. I'd love to see a form of state of origin back, but there's no doubt that there's some issues around our retiring greats in terms of them leaving the game, and they go from sort of great wages to basically nothing. And look, it was all sort of came about trying to create a league for the transitional AFL player.
So would it be a league, or would it be a one-off annual event that we see over a singular weekend or over a couple of weeks or spread out even over months?
Yeah, again, Shane, I mean, it's just a concept at the moment, and all we're doing is just talking to a variety of people from, former players to potential sponsors, sports administrators, just trying to get their opinions. And again, nothing's locked in, and it's all just a hearsay at the moment, but we're just trying to, get feedback on everyone and try and find the best solution.
Well, we say that it's hearsay and that leaks come out from all different spots. I guess one of the big leaks has been February 2016. Is that a timetable you're working toward?
Look, 2016, yeah, no doubt. I mean, that'd be something, it's certainly achievable, but... I mean, at minimum, you would need that time frame to get something up and running. But in terms of months or the duration of the tournament, it's all up in the air.
Clint, what about in terms of venues? Etihad Stadium's locked into hosting NAB Cup. The MCG's locked into cricket. Amy Park is locked into, I guess, A-League soccer and the Rebels as well. Have you had any talks with any venues? I mean, Simmons Stadium almost shines out when we think about where an event such as this could be held.
Yeah, and again, we're sort of coming up with the best way to play the game. That's sort of one thing we're looking at, the size of the field and what have you. But from a venue perspective, I mean, we haven't selected one or locked one in, so to speak. We're open to all avenues. Again, it's just a concept. As a kid, I used to love going to Visy Park. I reckon that's a venue that's pretty underutilised, and... there's some great stadiums around Australia. It's just a matter of finding the right one, if this concept gets up.
In terms of the form of the game, do you want it to be different from Australian rules football so that maybe it's played on a rectangular pitch, that it's played with less players over a shorter duration? Do you want it to stand out from Australian rules football that we see week in, week out during the winter?
No, and that's one thing I wanted to say. I mean, I love Aussie rules footy. That's... at the absolute forefront of this game is, if we do sort of get it up and running, it's going to be based on our normal, game of footy. So, it's an interesting question you pose, but at this stage, again, it's all just in a concept at the moment.
Have players been interested when approached? Obviously, names have been bandied around, names we'd expect, like Brendan Favola and Richo and Wayne Carey. Any of those, even if you don't want to throw in a name, been interested and put their hand up for the concept?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting point you make. I mean, I mentioned earlier, we've spoken to a few former players, and just to get their overall research, really, our own research, but their feedback on how it'll work. And look, to be honest, it's been positive. It's been great. Guys want to stay in the game. And if we can sort of get something up and running, I think they'd support it. If if we did get it up and running.
Clint Hillis joining us on Sports Today, talking about what a concept that may come to fruition in the coming years, a hybrid, potentially hybrid form of the game. Clint, what about the financing? Is it all going to come from sponsors? Is that what it has to be centred around in order to, I guess, get a salary cap going in the first place?
Yeah, and look, I think it was reported last night that there was lots of businessmen that have thrown in millions and all that sort of thing, and I can assure you that's not the case. It's just a design at the moment, but if something like this were to get off the ground, yes, you would have to rely on, you know, the normal sort of revenue streams, you know, your ticket sales, sponsorship, and maybe a certain level of, government support.
Is $50,000 for 3 weeks' work around the money, or is that massive overs in your opinion?
Well, I can assure you right now that, you know, the tournament, you know, if it ever gets up and running, has no link to being 3 weeks long, a weekend long. So those sort of dollars bandied around for duration of time is, again, it's all just hearsay.
I guess in terms of factual information, what is the timeline from here? Now, you've obviously gotten a lot of publicity over the past 24 hours. It's on everyone's mind. People are talking about it. Where do you go from here?
Yeah, really good question. And I suppose from here, you know, I suppose we've gained a little bit of conversation, but we basically just want to talk to a few people moving forward that will really aid in getting the concept up and running. So there's a number of different stakeholders we'd like to speak with, and we'll go from there.
Clint, last one. Have you spoken to the AFL at all about this concept and whether or not they'd be on board with it, or do you even want the AFL to be on board?
Yeah, look, it's just so premature to be entering those conversations with the AFL at the moment. So, you know, I've got great respect for the AFL. I love them and, you know, I love their brand. And certainly for me, you know, ultimately we'd love to align with that brand.
So you'd hope to have talks in the future, wouldn't you, start it up?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, I think it was mentioned last night that, you know, it was a big sort of breakaway competition. Not the case. I mean, it's something that's, you know, we think is a promotion of AFL football or Australian rules football. And, you know, there could be the possibility involving women and amateur footballers and what have you. And, you know, we think that that's a conversation the AFL may like to have.
You've certainly put a lot of light onto it, Clint, and just how it may take shape in a couple of years' time, whether it's an all-star competition, a hybrid game, could be something to look forward to, and whether or not the AFL gets on board. Clint Hillis, appreciate your time on Sports Today this evening.
Thanks for your time, Shane. Cheers.